Favorable late summer weather will continue to occur across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we move forward into the last days of this month and eventually into early September. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It's a beautiful morning today. We have a mostly fair conditions occurring across the region. The winds are relatively light and somewhat variable. And we expect to see a lot of sunshine during at least the first half of this day. Temperatures this hour running mostly in the 60s. We do have a couple of spots that are over 70 already. And there's also a couple of areas in central parts of the Dakotas that are seeing some foggy conditions and temperatures are stuck in the upper 50s. As we go forward through the day today, though, we will warm up and the afternoon highs are expected to peak out mostly in the upper 70s and the 80s. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be very similar. And we'll look for readings on Thursday to be also in that same range. When we get to the weekend, we will see a little bit of a warm-up. On Saturday, we'll see widespread 80-degree temperatures, and there will be a couple of extremes pushing up close to 90 in central parts of South Dakota. The warmth will stay with us until we get to the first part of next week, and then a slight bit of cooling will occur, but no one is going to complain about these temperatures. Our nighttime lows are going to be fairly pleasant, too. A lot of 50-degree temperatures expected. There will actually be a few upper 40s coming up here for Thursday and Friday mornings, mostly in northern North Dakota on Thursday and northern Minnesota on Friday. Otherwise, we'll see a lot of 50s, even some lower 60s, especially as we get into the weekend warm-up. Now, precipitation prospects for the region are still there. They're just not all that impressive. We will have a chance for a few showers popping up. As we go forward through this afternoon, I don't think you have to worry too much about precipitation. We will expect to see a pretty dry day today and tomorrow. As we get out into the day on Thursday, we'll have a chance for some evening showers popping up in South Dakota, but most of our listening area, again, will continue to be dry. It's Friday and Saturday that we'll have the best opportunity for scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. The majority of the precipitation is not expected to be heavy, but it will disrupt a little bit of farming activity. It might slow down travel real briefly, but none of this rain is going to be heavy. We'll look for most of it running from a trace upwards to maybe 3/10 of an inch. It could be a localized half-inch amount in a spot or two. So a few spots around will get some moisture, and it is going to be favored during the weekend, but I do not expect to see big rainouts by any means. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.